Hey everyone, Michael here. Welcome back into Ancient Wisdom, the series through Proverbs. We, on this video and podcast, are going through Proverbs chapter 2. I'm excited to jump into it. Again, make sure you get your physical Bibles. That's my strong encouragement. Grab a highlighter. Hope you've joined a group and taken that encouragement to get a bunch of people together watching this so that way you can have accountability. Before we jump in, though, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity again to take the time and be able to connect together through this technology that we can share your truth, your wisdom from your word. And God, I just pray through your Holy Spirit that it would connect with the hearts and minds of those that are listening, and that not only would we listen to it, but that we would actually apply it. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen. You know, that's so important, by the way, before I jump in, that we actually apply the word of truth. It's so important that we can gain wisdom. We can read through and be like, wow, that was really good. You know, if you listen to Proverbs 1, you're like, there's some good nuggets in there, right? By the way, this is not my word. This isn't a book that I wrote that I'm sitting down saying, let me read you my book. No, this is God's word. A lot of people have asked the question, is there a God? Does he have a plan for us? Does he want to communicate with us? The answer is he does. And he does it through his word. That's one of the ways. There are several ways, prayer and through the Holy Spirit and listening, but and through his people. But through God's word is one of the ways that we can gain wisdom. You know, there's a verse in Timothy that Paul says that we are to, the Apostle Paul says that we are to study to show ourselves approved, a workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, clearly understanding God's word, clearly taking things in the right context, not taking things out of context. And unfortunately, there are a lot of churches in America today that are light, we'll call it light, on the Word of God. There's a lot of people that go to church, but they're in a place where they don't really know God's Word. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to jump into this so we can kind of together jump through this. So thanks for joining us here. Let's jump into Proverbs chapter 2. Again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation version. All right, chapter 2, it says, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Now remember, this is Solomon, the wisest person that ever lived, and he's talking about the benefits here of wisdom. Verse 2, it says, tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. You know, this is a great thinking because in life, we have so many distractions and so much noise that comes at us from so many different areas, from our day-to-day calendar, from our kids, if you have children or grandkids that have needs and just things happen, they come up, you have to take care of those things. And there's just other things in life in general. Hey, the new movie coming out or this football team or whatever it may be. We have so many different types of things that can come at us that we can find ourselves sometimes not being in a place where we actually operate or live with wisdom. So it's saying here the actionable step. Notice that there's a reality that we have to take action. Tune. If you tune a piano or something like that, you actually have to do something. You know, the gentleman comes in or woman, lady comes in and says, hey, this key that I'm pressing here on the piano is out of tune. It doesn't sound right. We need to tune it. We need to get it right. We need to tweak it to make sure that it actually sounds and plays correctly. So actionably, verse 2 here is telling us to tune your ears, my ears, to wisdom and concentrate, focus on understanding. The idea of concentration means that we choose to turn off the noise of other things and focus on something specifically. That's what it is to concentrate. Like if you're taking a test, hey, concentrate on the questions and concentrate on what you're reading so that way you can pay attention and read well. When you're driving your car, if you're not using Tesla and the autopilot, concentrate on the road so that way you don't wreck, right? Concentration takes effort and focus. Verse 3, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. In other words, put yourself in a situation, you yourself, as though you're in a posture of saying, I really want to learn and I want to gain wisdom. Now, we all show up to desiring wisdom at different seasons in our life. Some just naturally gravitate towards it. Others, it takes them hitting a brick wall and going through significant challenges until they say, okay, I need wisdom. Hopefully, you can find balance in your life to say, you know what? I'm going to really say, I need understanding and I need wisdom. Verse 4, search for them wisdom, that is, as you would for silver, seek them like hidden treasures. Verse 5, then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. Remember, that's that healthy fear, that reverent fear, that respectful fear. And you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord, verse 6, grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. Think about that. Would you like God's protection in your life? Would you like God's covering in your life? This happens when we walk with integrity, the Bible tells us, when we walk in a way that we're seeking the things of the Lord. Verse 8, he guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. Verse 10, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you, and understanding will keep you safe, says verse 11. Now remember, this is kind of like, hey, you needed wisdom, you were looking for wisdom, you sought wisdom, and now here's the results of wisdom. You're going to be in a place where it's going to be a good thing for you in life. Verse 12, wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. There's a lot of twisted words out there in our society today, and there's a lot of people following things that are false and untrue. Why? Because they're not operating with wisdom. They haven't been in a situation where they've said, hey, what is really true? They've just stayed on their phones and stayed on media and listened to friends that have made bad decisions in life and said, well, that makes sense to me too. And so therefore they find themselves in rough situations following twisted words. But the Bible says here that it'll keep you from that. Verse 13, these men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong and enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked and their ways are wrong. These are people that do not want, are not interested in truth or wisdom in their life. That's what it says. Verse 16, wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Verse 18, entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visited her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. Verse 20, so follow the steps of the good and stay on the paths of the right. Listen, guys and ladies out there, boy, it's so important that we invest in our marriages, and we have to make an effort to do that. A little side note, make sure you're paying attention to what you're watching, who you're connecting with, who you're interacting with in life. Verse 21, for the godly, only the godly, will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked, verse 22, but the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Just like you pull weeds, the treacherous, the evil folks will be uprooted. So important. We need wisdom in life. I hope this blessed you. Hey, look forward to seeing you. Proverbs chapter 3. See you soon.